The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's hot. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Brett Vesely's right there. Big Dick Toledo. Off we go. For another glorious day here in paradise, and just stay inside because there's smoke in the air. You can't breathe.
It's a glorious day.
Yeah, it's brutal, and it's 3,000
teasing
degrees.
Of like a thunderstorm coming in last night.
I thought, yeah.
I left the React defense yesterday at about, I was probably closing in on 3:30, and it was raining. Like, it was the weirdest rain. Like, every 25 feet, a drop would hit my window, and I'm like, oh here it comes, and then it would smell, and then it just nothing. Like, then nobody knew that was coming. So we're kind of praying for rain, hoping for it, but it's not going to happen. It's going to be a billion degrees, and you're just going to have to deal with it. It's part of what we do here. Meanwhile, you know, Colorado and Wyoming, they're all crying because it's too hot. Montana.
Brutal.
Boo-hoo, babies. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
99 in Denver is.
Pussies.
Oh.
Pussies. We got you by 20 degrees. You know what? I don't have air conditioning. Well, you should have thought of that in 1950, jackass. We don't even have air conditioning. We don't need it. Well, you should have it nearby. You know what? We've got heaters.
Yeah.
We don't need them, but we got them just in case. That happens all the time. My grandma said that to me once. Well, we don't have air conditioning here in Indiana. We don't need it. And I'm like, apparently you do because you're bitching about how hot it is all the time. So get an air. Well, it's just expensive. Oh, there it is. You're just cheap. That's the difference. Yeah, I saw that on the news last night. Denver, many residents don't even have AC. Well, yeah, what is it? Like colonial times? Get some air conditioning, goddammit.
At least get a window AC or something. Those are a couple hundred bucks.
There's nothing
That's
to them.
That's what I told my buddy, and I can only imagine the runs at Home Depot now.
Huge.
Gouging.
Fantastic. So, and then call the Eric Bryan. NewACUnit.com of up there in Denver and get yourself an air conditioner
for
your
house. Not in the
city. Yeah. It's a plus. And I guarantee if you're in real estate in Colorado and you're like, this beautiful little 2,500 square foot bungalow has its own central air. People go, ooh, it's a selling feature. You should have it. In 2000, I think that's what year it is. In the year 2000.
2021. 20,
is it really? Yeah. My God, time has flown. In the year.
Something
in
like that.
I thought it was the 90s. It's still, you should have it. And even if we were having this discussion during the Reagan administration, perhaps even Carter, we'd say everybody should have AC. I mean, that's a thing that we should all pop into our house.
Furnace, AC.
Always have a heater, always have air conditioning. You never know. So you use it twice. I think I used my heater for my house four times last year. I like it to be. Well, you won't freeze to death here. It gets pretty cold. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. You shouldn't drop dead if you're a functioning human being. I guarantee you that the grocery stores, the restaurants, all the places in Denver have air conditioning because it's the smart thing to do. Watching the news last night, Denver doesn't even have air. Well, then climb the mountain because it's probably 10 degrees cooler. Okay, hop up the mountain, you
put it on the
stone
list.
Hillbilly.
Heater, AC, good water, gun.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mandatory list.
There's stuff that everybody should own. Some friend up there in, I forgot where it was. It was New England somewhere. Oh, it was Boston. He's from the Boston area. We don't even have, we had this conversation 2 summers ago. He said, we didn't even have AC, man. It got really bad. And I'm like, isn't that the summer you say we need AC? Yeah, but you don't need it. I'm like, you keep saying that. And then you tell me about the summer where grandma almost died. So I think you need it. I think even if it's just a day, it's like water. Like, yeah, maybe I don't drink a lot of it, but when I'm really in need of it, I have it nearby. It's stupid. So
they factor it on about 2 weeks out of the summer.
Okay.
Well, that's two weeks.
Two miserable weeks.
Boo, Denver.
No, thank you.
Get a small two-ton. Get a little air conditioner.
The crazy part is back in the late 80s and early 90s, you could still get cars without AC, and you'd go back to back east and stuff, and people actually still bought cars without AC, saving that
ridiculous.
$700. A buddy of mine had a K car, which was junk to begin with. But
the Reliant K?
Yeah.
Not
quality.
Junk. It saved this nation, Brett.
It was like in the summertime, we're going somewhere. I'm like, dude, turn the AC on. He's like, I don't have AC. I'm like, what do you mean? Because I've lived most of my life out here, so it's like
doesn't make
every
sense.
Car has AC.
My
what
Jeep,
are you talking
my
about?
First Jeep, 1986 Jeep CJ7, very first one I owned. I drove that thing all over, no air conditioning.
No kidding.
And I took the top off. And then on the day it was, everybody was talks about it. We're coming up on the anniversary of a 122 degree day. I was looking for a job in a red. It was a nice shirt. It was a red dress shirt. And a pair of black Z Cavaricis. Because, you know, it was cool in 1990. That was an awesome thing to do. And I remember getting out of that. I got out of the seat, and I was just swamped. I didn't have air conditioning. I got used to it. I didn't care. But, yeah, I was one of the few. So, boo-hoo, Denver. I didn't have air in my car either. And you didn't see me crying when it was 122. I mean, you hear it now. It was, you know, 40 years later or whatever, but still.
Yesterday afternoon on the freeway, pass a Volkswagen microbus with a couple in it. Windows are down.
Yeah. You just know that that's not working.
Oh.
Crying about no AC. And the news tries to make you feel like everybody there is dropping dead. It's 99 degrees. You ever been to a baseball game in the Midwest in the summertime? Remember when they used to take the temperature at Cardinal Stadium on the turf? It's 131 degrees for the players.
Yeah.
Like they're outside in it. There's no air conditioning. And they go, we'll be all right. You'll survive it. Well, and like prolonged period of time, if grandma's in a house with no AC for like 10 days and it's over 100 and the house heats up, sure, you're going to have some trouble there. But that means nobody loved grandma that much. They won't take her out of there to a place with goddamn air conditioning.
Or running to Home Depot and buying her a damn window unit again.
Something. Just put some air on this. We'll put cold towels on her and blow on her with your mouth.
I'm sorry, but a good grandmother, you should be able to check in every 5 days.
Exactly. But you got to be careful. And you should probably time one of your check-ins around a massive heat wave, knowing that grandma lives in a box of nothing.
Why don't they look in on me? It's 1,000 outside.
Because they don't want to smell you. I mean, be honest with you, Grandma. They're not paying for your air conditioning. Cheap. They don't love you that much. Second, you got to smell terrible right now.
Just shut up. We got you a med alert.
Hit your button and say, I'm sweating my ass off in here. This is crazy. By the way, Grandma, you could lose a few pounds. So this isn't a bad thing. Yeah, just get up on your body sweats. You get up, walk around. The natural air will make you feel better. 99 is not going to kill anybody. Unless you're completely not trying. I'm handicapped. And you have no one in your life that'll come looking on you? No. You must have been a prick before you lost your legs. I guess that's the problem. I need air conditioning. Should have thought of that when you bought your box.
What's with all the cats outside?
Right, they can smell him. He's about to die. I've said it for years. They need to make living alone kibble. Because cats love old people. Like, they eat old people faster. You put out some... like loads and loads of meow mix all over a house and put a dead old man in the house. The cats will walk right past the meow mix and the whole gang of them will eat the body of that dead old man.
Ooh.
Old man kibble for cats. Meow
they
mix.
Love it.
The elderly, they eat them like crazy. You never, ever hear that. Like sometimes with dogs, but it's feral and usually in the woods. But most of the time with cats, we didn't hear from the old man for 7 days. And then the neighbors noticed there were 600 or 700 cats that had gathered outside his house because they smell old people and like that. That's their caviar. They love that stuff. So make sure that you've got grandma and grandpa taking care. Check in on your elderly. We say it all the time here. Check in on your elderly friends or family and make sure they're all right. But Arizona got smart and we put in air conditioners and heaters. I don't know anybody here is like, I don't have a heater. I don't need it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because it doesn't happen. We were smart enough to put them in there. Dummies. You could go to Flagstaff.
Sure. Maybe there's been a year that you didn't have to crank it on. You kind of pride yourself on that.
Yeah, a whole year.
I didn't have to turn the heater on this winter.
That's the bill was like $30 every month, and then summer came along. It was $1,100 a month paying a house payment to just get your house cool. Worth it. Anyway, so heat wave, schmeat wave, you're talking to us. We don't want to hear it. Prepare. It's called being prepared, for Christ's sakes. Silly Denver on the lead story. Montana and Denver brace for the worst as 90-degree temperatures hit. Brace for the worst. You weren't braced for anything.
Sure, they can get us back on snow days. I mean, you know, we're not prepared for the
right.
snow.
Oh, no, yeah. If we got a snow day, we'd be doomed. But you know what I'd have? A mother heater in my house. And worse still, 2-3 days prior to the snow day, they'd tell us, hey, we're going to get a blizzard here in Phoenix. It might be like 14 feet of snow. we're not ready for it. While there's no snow, I'm hitting a store and grabbing one of them Porto heaters and a coat.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it. It's called.
Yeah, where they weren't, did the weathermen, weather people?
Oh, no. Weathermen.
The weather them?
the weather theys.
Did they predict it?
The hot?
Or did it just happen?
No. It's like, we didn't see this. And the weathermen never say, we didn't see this coming. Right. We're sorry. We probably killed your grandma. They're worse than COVID, those weathermen. It's going to be 72 tomorrow. It's going to be great. Take grandma and just put her in a box and don't look in on her. It's going to be perfect.
Weathermen.
You don't love your grandparents if they die in a house because it's 99. You just didn't love them. Nobody's looking in. Nobody cares. Nobody cared about them. And that could be my life. I could die that way. And you know what? And I'd be sitting there sweating, realizing and hallucinating and realizing I should have had more friends because nobody's looked in on me. And now they forgot where I live. And I'm going to die in this hot box with no legs.
I'm glad my folks are at the semi-assisted facility.
Right. They got,
not quite in the big house, but someone checks in.
They got
still
buttons,
on the annexes.
But they got air conditioning too,
and
right?
And AC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're not putting two old people in a – you and your sister and brother are not going to stick them in a home with no AC.
No.
Wouldn't happen. Because why? Because why, Brady? Because why?
I'll tell you one
No, I'll tell you.
Reason.
Hold on. Answer okay. my question. Because why?
Because we know.
Because you love them.
Yeah.
And you care about them. You're not going to go, well, it is cheaper because there's no air conditioning.
Yeah, and the fact that my great-grandfather – started a business, heating and air conditioning.
That's right. You guys were there.
There's no options.
In Columbus, Ohio.
We have an AC really need in the Arctic if we're living. You're getting an AC.
Yeah, that's right. The old man. Call Brady's grandpa. I don't know if it's still around. Is the Bogan still around?
No.
Yeah.
It's called Airtron.
Airtron still exists.
Which is like eight cities.
Fantastic. Give an Airtron a call. You're living without AC in 2021. It's your own fault. And no one loves you.
The buddy up in Denver... I was just getting ready to text him, newacunit.com.
Yeah.
But I checked they're not up in Denver yet. They're in a bunch of different cities. I'm like, sorry, you're screwed.
You're going to die in your hot box.
He just got a bid for AC, and it was over $10,000 in his house up there.
Go to the grocery store.
Like, go get a portable unit.
Yeah. I've had my AC.
At least put it in your bedroom.
The AC goes out, sleep. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you've had your AC go
out.
Oh,
I had it for a week.
How hot it goes, how fast. You leave.
Yep.
You just leave. Or portable air.
Yeah.
Or you tie wet strings to a fan. You blow cold air as best you can around. You stay in one spot and you cool that room down to nothing. You stick your head in the fridge. You do anything you can.
Just if you have an AJ.
Well, if you live in AJ, again, there's your problem. Your problem isn't no AC. It's that you live in Apache Junction. Look, I'd rather die of a heat stroke than have to go to my home in Apache Junction.
Just call that quality home warranty company that will approve everything.
No, you're going to end up shooting yourself. The heat won't get you. Anyway, it's hot. And, I laugh at the news when they say that kind of stuff. So congratulations to everybody here with air conditioning. And for those of you without it, your family doesn't care for you.
Can I come over? I don't have AC.
We're pretty busy, Grandma. Have you thought about wrapping yourself in towels?
I'm wrapped in wet towels. You do this every year.
Yeah. But see, putting you in the house with air conditioning means we have to run it at like 68. That's going to cost us too much.
Grandma, basically, I'm coming over with three cats and some ice.
Right. Basically, it's like putting them down. Like your company isn't worth the value you cost. You're not worth the operations. We're just going to go ahead and needle that. Call Happy Endings and have Dr. Fixler come by and put one in Grandma.
Wow.
Well, I'm tired of it, damn it. I'm just sick of people saying
if
that.
If you're not going to take care of her.
Self-sufficient. Yeah, be self-sufficient for crying out loud. And we do this thing with the one thing we always do is the water drive because we run out of it. So we still need to have the stuff. Yeah. So it makes sense. Like these people in the streets are like, they're trying and they're like, where do we go? There's no water. So you fill the water banks. That makes sense. If we had an air conditioning drive, I'd be against it. Be like, wait a minute. This is just for people scamming this. This is lazy.
We've only got 5 years left here in Arizona anyway.
Till it all
burns out of water.
We're out of everything. They've been talking about that since I moved here.
And one of these days, heavy right now.
One of these days it's going to be real. One of these days it's going to be a thing. The Salton Sea is going away. I don't know if you know that. So I'm reading about the Salton Sea. It's south of Palm Springs. It's kind of a neat lake.
The smell when you drive by.
It's crazy weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not a normal thing. But did you know how they built it? They were like digging a canal or something. And something broke, and it just flooded that area.
Oh, really?
Like, we'll just leave it.
And it was like a resort, I guess, like in the 50s and 60s and
stuff.
It's
huge. But it was like a construction error. And now they're worried. So they're bringing in, they're tanking in seawater. I'm trying to fill it back up. It's going to take years to fill this thing up. But they're like, we're worried the salt and sea is going away and all the natural habitat. I'm like, natural's natural. We built that thing. That's an accident. Nothing about it was natural in the first place. And now we're lamenting its loss. It's a little tiny saltwater lake right in the middle of the desert. It shouldn't be there. Of course it's going to evaporate. You're going to get a 20-year run. So they're doing that. And then they're saying that the Colorado River is going away.
That's why they get that Great Lakes pipeline down here.
Let's start sucking out of Lake Michigan.
They're overabundant in water up there.
Way too much. Let's get a pipeline all the way from Chicago through Texas, New Mexico, and here. And tell me that that thing wouldn't get a screwdriver jabbed in the side of it by every immigrant popping through trying to walk up to Albuquerque or Phoenix. And it'd be sucking out of that like as a water fountain. It'd spring more leaks. It would look like some kid's backyard. So it's pretty hilarious. But yeah, we're eventually they're going to be right. We're going to run out of water. Oh, well. By then, I'll be laughing, probably dead, from Brady's heaven. I don't think you can go to heaven and laugh at the horrors. Well, actually, that's God's plan, really, isn't it? Is to take all the people he likes and then laugh at all the people he hates and leave them here to suffer. So I'm in on that.
Yeah, it's your own heaven Netflix.
Yeah, I'm
in
on that.
You can watch that.
Yeah.
You can binge watch
right.
that stuff.
Because God goes, all right, all the good ones come up here and watch them suffer. This is going to be great. We're calling it ascension. It's going to be amazing. The bad ones are staying, and they're going to run around and look for food, and it's going to be fun. I'm in on that. Sadly, I'll be one running around down here trying to find water. And probably me and Chrissy Teigen will be the ones together. That'll be the best part.
You won't get nothing with her.
I don't know about that.
Heat. Chrissy Teigen, she ain't going to heaven. And there's no way now. She's out on both heaven and pretty much society. Here's the problem with Chrissy Teigen to me. If you haven't been paying attention, she went after Courtney Stodden, teen bride of Percy from Green Mile.
Doug Hutchins.
Doug Hutchins, right? The very punchable Doug Hutchins.
Or is it Hutchinson?
No, I don't know. Who cares? Nobody knows, and that's a testament to his career.
Percy.
He's Percy from Green Mile, Brady. Yeah, it doesn't matter who he is. Right. I already covered this. I didn't want to get into the semantics of his real name or how to spell it. Shut up. So anyway, Chrissy Teigen goes after his 16-year-old wife. Remember her, Courtney Stodden? So she starts attacking her for some reason and saying she should kill herself. So she privately messages her, you should kill yourself. And then Courtney Stodden, after Chrissy Teigen becomes this internet sensation with her boxing glove face. She looks like she just had eye surgery.
Hey, bully.
Yeah, you're right. You're goddamn right. Guess what? I admit it.
I think
not only is she ugly on the outside, she's proven to be ugly on the inside. And I've thought that the entire time.
And she should kill herself.
Nope. Nobody should do that, Brady. Okay. There's the difference. Is that I can call you names and judge you how I feel. I don't want you to die.
Yeah.
I want you to go away, but I don't want you to die. So she's been attacking Courtney Stodden and then got on this thing on the internet where she was like this princess of the internet. I just love Chrissy Teigen's tweets. She's the funniest, blah, blah. And she would attack people and then like joke about stuff and then make these comments. And
trying to be funny, put down,
not sure.
Queen kind
of. So then she has that miscarriage, stillborn, whatever that thing is. She posts pictures of that. People get on her for that. And she's like, the internet's too mean. I can't take what people say on the internet. You people need to clean it up, blah, blah. Well, it turns out that's all she's been doing privately. So she went after Lindsay Lohan. They posted all of her stuff about Lindsay Lohan, which was horrible.
Nasty.
Avril Lavigne, for some reason, she attacked the skater girl. I liked Avril Lavigne. She married Chad Kroeger. That was a little weird for me, but
money.
I found her. I know. She was smart to do it. She was adorable for some reason. Couldn't figure out why. And then there's this guy on Project Runway that she went after that in 2014 had some sort of posts attributed to racism, like they were racist posts. That she attacked him like crazy on and privately messaged him to kill himself. You'll never work again in fashion. I'm going to make sure of it. She blackballed him from a couple events, everything else. Well, he had proven. He's like, A, I didn't do this. B, here's the proof from like a computer expert that said that this has been Photoshopped. And then my name was put on. I didn't do this. And he proved it. She didn't care. Still went after him. Even after it was like, oh, yeah, no, he didn't do that. Proven. And so she went nuts. So now she's on this apology tour. She gave the big apology for Courtney Stodden. And once she did that, these other people came out and said, all right, well, she's been a complete bitch to me, too. This guy actually was, like, contemplating suicide because every time he'd try to get a job, Teigen would pop up and go, just ruin that for you. You're not getting that job because I talked to everybody involved. They're going to hire some racist. And he's like, I don't know what to do. So he talked to his family and talked to therapists. He was, like, seriously suicidal. And now she's apologizing for that. Here's the problem in the cancel culture world. She doesn't do anything. She's famous for being famous. What do you cancel her from?
She's John Legend's wife.
She's John Legend's wife. Yeah. What do you got to cancel
being
John
the,
Legend, right?
Co-host of the karaoke thing with
that lip sync thing.
Yeah, lip sync battles.
That's
but I don't
been
know
off
that's
for a while.
Going. Yeah.
So what do you cancel her from? She's her own boss. The only thing she's famous for is tweeting or being on Instagram or something.
Was she a model or something at one point?
I think so, and I don't know how that happened because the face. Oh.
Yeah, I thought she was a model originally.
Yeah.
But the apologies keep getting longer and longer.
Now, here's the thing. It's going to keep coming out that she was awful this whole time. And she held people accountable for things years ago and wouldn't forgive them, whatever. Her apologies, I think that's the true. And it's hard to say because I do think she's an awful person. I truly believe that deep down inside she is just an awful human being. And I've thought that about her since jump. Like something about her was like rubbed me the wrong way immediately. She was just her snarkiness was not funny, and it was always pointed like you're just jealous or you're angry at something. You're like really. But if she's apologizing, give her the chance. We can't cancel her from anything. And if she truly means this, then that's the society we need to get into instead of this. Because what we would do if we didn't is tell that ugly boxing glove face Christy Teigen. That her apologies don't mean a thing. We don't allow that. But if she can, and what she doesn't need to do is apologize to us. She needs to tell the people she's attacked.
And she is
personally.
Saying that.
Okay, but call them up and go to their house.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's personally reaching out.
But she's not, Brady. That's what she's personally reaching out to us to tell us how great she's doing behind the scenes. These other people are like, I haven't heard from her.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, the thing is she's doing the PR campaign to say, look, I'm sorry.
I've reached out to them.
You don't owe
directly.
Me an apology at all. You don't owe your Twitter followers an apology. You owe that guy who was going to kill himself because you wouldn't stop DMing him. You owe Avril Lavigne. You owe Courtney Starr. You owe all these other people an apology face to face, like a human being used to do. This Twitter apology stuff and this other, it doesn't matter, but she'll do it that way. So what do we cancel her from? All these other people getting canceled like crazy for something they tweeted or said because they got jobs. Well, she doesn't work.
She's got that lip sync battle, which I guess is still on the air. Nobody watches. Yeah, no, since 2015 to present.
That doesn't hurt.
And then there's another show, a comedy competition series called Bringing the Funny. And she's authored two cookbooks.
Yeah, the cookbooks thing they did. Like Target took them out, but they didn't say it was because she was a bitch. They said it because they weren't selling.
And then she started out as a swimsuit model in Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, look at that face.
Like in 2010.
Fastback, standing next to two beauties. And then this, she should have Everlast on that thing. That is the weirdest looking, ugliest face I've ever seen. And you know what, Chris, you can get mad and people can say, oh, Holmberg's same. You know what? Fair play, kid. Fair play.
Yeah.
You want to start it? Get used to the world being kind of rough on you because you were rough on a lot of people. That ass is terrible, by the way. That should have never made the cover of Sports Illustrated.
I expected a lot more.
I didn't.
No, I expected to be on the swimsuit edition. I expected a lot more.
She sort of has the look of like maybe a praying mantis that got into a fist fight with another praying mantis and got a couple of black eyes, and she's just recovering. That's right. I don't like it, Christy Teigen. Get used to it. The world's kind of mean. You know that because you've been that. I actually am for the Christy Teigens of the world. I think they toughen people up. I think the Christy Teigens of the world make you go, you know what? I either have to confront this thing I'm insecure about. And everybody's got one. I'm ugly. I'm bald. I got this dopey bald head. I got this nose that never ends. And I've been pretty secure with the idea that I'm going to take some hits on that. Being bald's a joke. That's fine. Brady, you've had a couple. You might have a couple of things people make fun of.
Come on.
You might have a couple. No. But you know what? You're not an uptight dickhead. You can laugh at yourself. And God knows he should because look at him. Brady, you're not very bright.
No.
People know that.
We need some sensitivity training.
Oh, no. Is that happening again?
Of course it is.
Are we in the midst of it? All right. Fine. So long as Chicago's playing in the background, we can do this.
We can say it now.
Think of Toledo. For God's sakes, his father has never done it. We beat him up all the time. Constantly beat him up. You got to get a tough skin in the world, and then it becomes kind of funny. If you're being bullied about a particular thing, embrace it. Everybody needs. Have the Christy Teigens of the world attack you and go, you're right. I'm kind of dopey. And if they're attacking you and telling you to kill yourself, then you spin it on them and go, you're the worst person in the world. You boxing glove-faced, praying mantis, ugly, splatback.
That's what a lot of generations older right now are worried about. Uh-oh, what's going to happen with this younger generation?
Yes. Because they don't know how to knock a bully out.
Everything is bully.
You know their way of punching a bully? Going on Twitter to talk about how sad they are. You have to stand up to a bully. You go over to Chrissy Teigen, you punch her in one of her swollen eyes, no one will notice. And you tell her, hey, bitch, tell me to kill myself one more time, I'm going to take you down again.
Oh, my God!
That's right, I got physical with your ugly ass. By the way, you don't have much of an ass to get ugly with. Fastback, bitch, and then you leave. That's how you handle a goddamn bully. But somewhere along the lines, it's like, I'll just post something saying how sad I am about it. And somebody chucks a cherry.
It goes viral.
Yeah, somebody throws a cherry.
Your put down is huge.
It's not bullying anymore. You get a bat, and you take the bully down. Alan Gully. Remember Alan Gully?
Oh, yeah.
He's a bully. Now he's a badass. He's a Marine, and he's like cleaned his life up and everything else. But I remember he picked on me and Mike Burkhardt getting off the bus once. And I was a tiny little guy. I was small. And Alan was an adult male. And he's kicking me in the back of the feet, tripping me as we got off the bus walking through roads. And my buddy Burkhardt's like, just ignore it. I'm like, I can't. And they kicked Mike and they kicked me. And Mike turns and he goes, knock it off, Alan. You gotta do something about it. And then we both got scared. And I turned around and I'm like, go ahead. Beat the crap out of me. Is that gonna end this? When does this end? And Alan stuffed me in a garbage can, laughed, and I never heard the end of it. I was stuffed in two garbage cans in my life because I was a small kid who was athletic. So I made the bigger guys upset when I could, like, outdo them on a baseball field or basketball or whatever. I was surprising. Ryan Swick, who listens to the show, rode on the back of a bike with a guy named Jim Brocious and another guy named Robert. We were playing baseball, and they were kind of deadbeats. They couldn't really. Brocious turned out to be a good dude, but they're just kind of losers. And Swick's a good guy. He was skating, but he was on the back of this motorcycle. And he's hanging out with these idiots. And we're playing baseball down at this park. And they come down. They start throwing stuff at us. We're like, all right, game over. We got to go. And the next thing you know, Kelly and Robert pick me up. I'm like, here we go. Going in the goddamn garbage again. And they're like 3 years older. And I'm like, okay, I got no fight here. And I'm like, go ahead. Put me in the garbage can. And then the worst part about being stuffed in a garbage can. You ever been stuffed in a garbage can, Brady?
No.
You can't get out. Like you fold up,
yeah,
you fold up like
in
a Samsonite, and you think you can push it, so you can't. And then it starts. Like I started laughing because I'm like, "This has to be pretty funny to somebody. This is actually
you can
a pretty
tip
strong
the can
move."
Over,
and
right?
There was no doing that. It was those
55 gallon drum,
those big
or the,
park
yeah.
ones. I'm like, ah, goddamn it, I'm trapped in this, and
you're locked in.
Slowly, you start kind of vapor sucking yourself down a little further, inch by inch. And I remember, and I don't know if it might have been Jason, it might have been Ryan's brother Jason, but they got on their motorcycle, and there I am in the trash. My buddies helped me out of the trash. And the last thing you hear is like that toady and that bad guy, Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story, get on their motorcycle. And they take off on their bike. And they didn't see a chain that was dividing the park line. And they ate so much on that thing. And nobody helped them. And I'm like, there's the payback. There it is. Skinny little weird kid. He gets tossed in the trash. Everybody comes around. Because you know why? Because I'm fun. Because I'm a fun person. I'm a nice guy. And you try to stand up to a bully, sometimes you're going to get punched by the bully. You know what happened when I stood up to Alan? It was boring to him now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my weakness turned into like, just kick my ass, end this, I'm fine with it, whatever. I'll do the best I can scrapping with you. I'm going to lose this fight, but whatever. He didn't want him. He's not a victim anymore. Let's go find somebody else and get him to talk back. And so you standing up to a bully is physical. And I know there's going to be letters and parents. I got to keep this going, don't I?
How do you stand up to a bully? You don't want your child to be murdered.
You don't want your kid to turn into an active shooter either, and that's what's happening every time you have him tweet out his feelings.
I had to do it in kindergarten. Charlie Graham.
You son of a bitch.
He charged me 10 cents to pass his house. He lived at the end of our block.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to bully this one. You are old as dirt when a dime was the...
Ah, big
dime was the price. Was Kennedy even on the dime yet?
We could do the inflation on that.
I don't know who's on
that.
Yeah, who's
Here's
on the dime?
The equivalent of about 10 bucks.
I don't even know who's on a dime. Who's on a dime? Yeah, it's about a $20 dime.
Yeah.
Because you were going to get milk and supplies at the mercantile, probably.
Yeah, and that I could charge that. But Charlie, all of a sudden, wants to start charging a toll. Coming and going.
Yeah.
Enough! 20,
that's 20 cents
enough!
A walk. You can't do
I
that.
I snapped one day.
And kicked his ass.
Yeah, he was a lot bigger.
You're like
but
Ralphie.
I guess just the challenge alone.
Yeah.
Stop the toll.
That's it. Stand up to him. It's tried and true from like the beginning of time. You stand up to your bully. It's every 80s TV show had that teen This guy's picking on me. I just watched a Brady Bunch Saturday on MeTV, and Bobby was getting picked on. And Mike Brady died of AIDS, was super gay. You got to stand up to that son of a bitch. They didn't say it that way. That's what Sherwood Schwartz wanted to write. Hey, Bobby, come here. Stand up to that son of a bitch. And they taught him how to fight.
And usually a lot of those episodes, whether it's the Brady Bunch, they would go to the son, and then the son, the dad is the prick to their...
Yeah. Yeah, it turns out the dad's
generational.
The bully. Right. Bottom line is, no one ever says, honey, I know you're being bullied, but what you should do is put together a 2-minute video and talk about how sad you are. Because that'll make people know how much it hurts. And then you're not a victim anymore. You're not? You're the pussy online talking about how sad you are? Kind of, sort of.
I played you that one from this morning.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, can you imagine playing a video for Alan Gulley?
Yeah, if I do. Alan, I made you this video. Hi, Alan. My name's John.
It's you in the can.
I live on South George Drive, and you're kicking me all the time. And I want to let you know how sad that makes me feel. Now he's going in head first. You think Alan would have come to me later and goes, I really didn't realize how much it hurt. I'm sorry. You're not going to apologize. Dude! And then that video
would have... Eventually at a class reunion, they will.
Right. Exactly. We go back to the classic tale of Matt O'Connor. I mean O'Connell. Who had a bit of a problem during one of the wrestling matches in Brady's high school.
Gym class.
Wasn't even like an event.
No.
Where he got real excited during the wrestling match and squirted out a little man, honey.
Oh!
And nicknamed him Matt O'Connor for the rest of his existence. So where was it, 30th year?
35th.
Yeah, 35th class reunion. He wanders in and somebody goes, hey, O'Connor's here. He's like, knock it off. First thing he hears at the reunion, I'll go back and people have forgotten.
Hey, it's O'Connor. Knock it off.
And then everybody would think, hey, Matt, hey, O'Connor, we're sorry.
It's okay.
We're sorry, bro.
We mean it because we love you.
Yeah. I'm single. Of course you're single. You can't control yourself. You can't even make it to a wrestling match. You think rolling around with a girl's going to be... You haven't satisfied a woman.
No, the Dawkins shirt looks good, man.
But what you do, if you're O'Connell... Connor? Comer?
O'Connor.
Okay. Is you embrace it. That's it. And you become the weirdo who will shoot one on you if you get too close.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then you're like, that guy's kind of funny. Embrace your maladies. Stand up to bullies. These videos. Brady's got one. This Australian lady has a voice that sounds tranny.
Ooh.
And instead of just embracing the voice...
Heavy.
I mean, it's bad. She's got a bad voice. So
it's like
people do.
It's like Paul Hogan? Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Crocodile Dundee, huh? Yeah.
That's not a Sheila. It's exactly that.
Ugh.
Like, Paul Hogan would grab this woman by the... But that's the best moment in Crocodile Dundee, by the way, is that bigoted moment where he's like... Not a Sheila. He grabs that trainee's dick. And the world laughed. That's fun stuff. Because, you know, one's trying to fool another. And old Crocodile Dundee has radar for that. I would have fallen for it too, by the way. But this lady has this terrible voice. And instead of just being like, yeah, my voice sucks. And I'm going to get teased for it. Now it's this... Wait till you hear her complaining. Her video, her voice is all about like the bullying. People used to throw chairs at her. It's in there. Oh, chairs thrown at me. Like we had somebody throwing chairs at you is no longer about your voice. That's just a violent threat. You can call the police for that one.
Yeah.
You know, so there's ways out of this. And what she put
up
a video.
That's beyond
together.
Bullying.
She's got the arrogance to believe that the world will now stop bullying people with dopey voices. Well, hate to break it to you, sister, but that is never going to happen, ever. Gilbert Gottfried never...
I was bullied. It's because I sound like a crazy person.
Nope. He embraced it, made it a thing. Listen to this lady's
voice. Said when she got the chair thrown out, but it was after she hit a walk-off home run to end the game.
In Australia?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. And she's the only baseball player down there. I like that. They do have teams, but she'd probably make the team. There's only 12 or 13 of them. But yeah, this is her voice, and it is a rough voice. But embrace this because... You're not getting away from it. People are going to tease you for this. She kind of looks like Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones if she had a goofy, weird sister. All right. Go ahead.
What I've been through in my lifetime, all through high school, I was picked on because of my voice. I was called a male. I was called transgender. I was called wasn't going to ever meet someone, that I was going to be single for the rest of my life, that I was going to die alone. I'd have food thrown at me in class. I would have chairs thrown at me. I would have bruises on my body. And it was just an they awful, physically awful assaulted time her in my life.
And yet, here, I'll pause it for a second. You weren't physically assaulted because your voice. I should probably do this again. Give me some Chicago. But, you weren't physically assaulted because your voice. It's because you have no your personality. Like, they saw you as an easy target. Laugh it off.
I know, but what's wild is that if you had someone that had a really deep voice, mm-hmm. which I've had growing up,
sure.
I don't know when the chair throwing comes into
because
the
you're,
person has a deep voice.
Because you're so uptight about your voice that you became unlikable all the way around. And
yeah,
people just
something
like,
else had to
just
happen.
Just hit her hard. It's just because of my voice. No, it's because we hate you and your voice.
Your voice is too deep.
It's like Chrissy Teigen. It's like Chrissy Teigen. Yeah, it's not just your terrible tweets. We don't like looking at you either. You're horrendous. Yeah, all right, give me some more of her.
Have chairs thrown at me, I would have bruises on my body, and it was just an awful, awful time in my life. And yet, still to this day, I get bullied. And I just think, why? Why do it? Like, are you that unhappy with yourself that you just feel the need to yes. make someone feel like still get hate for my voice every single day of my
now
life.
She's changed her clothes, so this video just never ends.
It can be hard, I'm not going to lie, but when you've been bullied so much in your life, you learn to have such a thick skin to the point where those sort of comments do not affect your life, do not affect you whatsoever in any way.
Clearly, that's what you're making this video for 25 years later.
How about the cartoonish eyelashes you've glued on?
Yeah, that too, Toledo. Get her.
Yeah, Toledo.
Good thing Chicago's playing.
Chuck a chair at her. I've never heard of, like, God, that person's got a funny voice. Hang on a second, I'm going to take this office chair and hit her with it. It's not because of your voice. There's something else going on in your world where you're so uptight that people throw chairs at you. I've been a dick since I was probably born, and no one's ever chucked a chair at me, ever. I'm 49 in a month. Never in my life has someone thrown a chair at me. Because of my, I hate your voice so much. What? I don't understand. I just can't stand when you speak. I'm sorry. I mean, there's 80% of the city can't stand the sound right. of my voice. And they've never once just gone, there's that guy I hate. Give me a chair. I'm going to throw a chair at him. That's never been a thing.
Randomly one day you'll be ordering something or someone will hear your voice. That's it.
That's Holmberg. I'm going to take this Panda Express chair and I'm going to hit him with it.
I did meet a guy last night that does not like your voice, though.
Nobody yeah. likes Brady's voice. It's awful. Yeah. That's the fun of Brady on the radio. He shouldn't be here.
We were at Hair of the Dog in Gilbert, near Neck of the Woods. Also met Frank Caliendo's veterinarian.
What a fun night.
It was an exciting thing.
We're just going table to table. Are you working as a manager
no kidding.
At a restaurant in your spare time?
Guy delivers booze to the bar, and he says, you know, I got to admit, I tune out during Brady's report because I just can't.
Don't like your voice.
Can't stand it.
Well, you know what you tell that guy? Well, go. So, Brady's a.
It's okay.
Brady's
drown in some
Brady's
wine.
Brady's a gift, goddammit. You should throw a chair at him. Let him know. But yeah, if you're getting chairs thrown at you, people are hitting you. It isn't because your voice sounds funny. It's because you're weird and you're uptight and you're causing trouble.
Can you do chair throwing at Tactical Black later today?
Defense for chair throwing.
Defense for it, yeah.
Probably. Which is just cover your head and yeah. get the hell out of wherever you are because chairs are flying.
Go the other way.
Run from that.
So if I go to Hair of the Dog, there's potential I get a chair thrown at me.
Yeah, because that guy can't. Oh, there's that guy. So, hey, everybody.
If the beer and wine rep is there, yeah.
Brady, you're almost 100 years old. Never once has anyone thrown a chair at you. And you've got a dopey voice.
Is that true? No one's thrown a chair
You've never had a chair thrown
ever?
At you?
No, I haven't.
Just for speaking. So this lady's wrong. And everybody's going to go on this, oh, she went on her anti-bully video. And, you know, people used to bruise her and hit her pretty bad because she, it isn't. There's something else going on. You can be a dick all day, but stand up to your bullies. This video isn't anything. I'm tired of this goddamn social media stupidity. Boy, do I love this song. Let's get this. I feel like I can say anything with Peter Cetera's sweet, sweet sounds behind me.
Maybe Chrissy should take this song and do an anthropology.
She has to say, or John Legend can play it in the background.
His version of this?
Oh, my God. I mean, I've started to hate him because of his boxing glove face, praying mantis, ugly-ass, fastback wife.
See, that's a
I really have. Like, I like John Legend. I thought he was great. You know? In fact, you introduced me to John Legend when you sang that song about making love in the park once.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were doing.
It went.
Yeah. It's called PDA. How's it go? Great song.
Let's go to the park.
Let's go to the park. And he starts humping some girl in the park and doesn't care who's watching. Brady started singing it to me. I'm like, what? I threw a chair at him. But yeah, if he did this, forget it. That would make me even tolerate his boxing glove faced praying mantis fighting fastback wife. Anyway, ugly on the inside now. That's it. But you got a bad voice, tolerate. Bullies will go away if you stand up to them. And Alan Gulley evidently is a hell of a human being. People have texted me since and said, yeah, he used to be kind of a tough guy, like a rough kid. Cleaned it up.
Charlie Graham's a good dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
You like Charlie now?
Yeah.
You talk to him about
him.
The incident?
He's good friends with O'Connor.
Of course they united. Anybody who feels bullied, there's a movie with Chris Makepeace and Matt Dillon called My Bodyguards, made in 1980.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Phenomenal. Great stuff. Great stuff. I'll never forget, Chris Makepeace gets himself a bodyguard. He's kind of the school drifter, the big dude. Everybody's a little bit afraid of him. And he starts, Matt Dillon's beating up Chris Makepeace all the time. Boom, 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 beating him up. And so he gets a bodyguard, beats up Matt Dillon once. Matt Dillon goes and gets himself Mike.
Yeah, the big, bald,
big
bodyguard.
Bald bodyguard who comes up, and then he takes Chris Makepeace's bodyguard. I never forget that line. He goes, I like this bike. This bike's Moody's now. I'm like, Moody, that's awesome. It's Moody's bike. This is Moody's bike now. Give it to me. And the bodyguard gives it to him because he's afraid of him. And then he realizes that the whole point of the movie is everybody's got one. You have to figure out your way around an asshole all the time. Unless that asshole belongs to Chrissy Teigen and that fastback. Then just avoid it. Anyway, that was beautiful. That was a statement on bullying, and I think we solved it.
I don't know if you solved it for me. I'm having trouble down here, Dan.
Get the operation or deal with the fact you got a funny voice. That's it.
I realize I've got a very funny voice, and I have to tolerate that.
What's this? One? Oh, is this the scene from My Bodyguard? Nice work, Rich. Joan Cusack's in it. I forgot. My bodyguard.
Oh, bullying scene.
This is my bodyguard now.
Can we show this?
Oh, this is when he gets his bodyguard to go in and beat up Matt Dillon. Oh, what a scene. Oh, I love this movie. It's been ages.
Look at this shirt. Look what you did to this.
Ruth Gordon's in it, too. All right, I can't watch My Bodyguard right now, even, much as I may want to.
There he is. Right. That's a Baldwin, isn't it?
No.
It looks like a early days Ben Affleck, though.
Who was that guy? He was in a bunch of stuff in the 80s.
Yeah, he was an 80s actor. I forgot his
Moody,
name.
Moody, I'd like you to meet my bodyguard.
Nah, it's a great scene.
Anything you want to say to me, talk to him first. Now, what was that you were saying?
Beat it, Moody.
See you, Moody.
Yeah!
And now you know what would happen? Chris Makepeace would go online and go, Moody's picking on me, and I'm feeling kind of down about myself.
Was Makepeace in anything else?
Oh, he's in Meatballs.
No, that's right, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Glorious.
Rudy the Rabbit? He was Rudy the Rabbit in Meatballs. And then My Bodyguard and Meatballs, and then everything else was nothing. He probably did a couple others and then just faded away. He was a superstar there for a couple years. Anyway, I've gone on long enough about the horrendous, ugly, physical nature of Chrissy Teigen and her awful, awful human instincts and her insides and out. She's a physically ugly woman and an emotionally disgusting one. And I think we can all agree. Now, if she wants to stand up to me and demand an apology, she'll get nothing because she's proven herself out. I accept your apology. Now, prove yourself different. Change. We'll check back in with you in a year or two. And we'll see if you're a better human being. I'm more than willing to forgive her, more than willing to move on. But as it stands right now, you've done nothing to earn my forgiveness outside of say you're going to try. So show me. It's atonement, attunement, and then something else. I forget what they call it. That's the process to get better. She's trying to atone, and now she's got to attune.
Time for the walk of shame.
That's what it is. Atonement, attunement, attachment. That's the process of forgiveness. For Christ's sake. Learned a lot. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one, and we'll start this day off together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
You were right, man! We should do this thing!
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.